So you're living and working in Mississippi. What did you do all day? I mean, what, you get up in the morning, what do you do?
Well, first of all, I am now, this is 1959, I was born in 42. So 42 to 59, I'm sorry, this is 1962. So I was born in 1942, so I'm now 20 years old. I'm 20 years old, I've got 3 years of college. I'm 20 years old, and I've got to figure out really what I want to do with myself, how to organize my day, and some of it sort of organize itself. You would, for example, if I went out in the evening trying to teach people in a little school how to register to vote, well, the courthouse opens at 9 o'clock. If I want to get them to the courthouse by 9 o'clock, I've got to go pick them up, or I've got to meet them someplace, and we're going to get together and march down there. So I'm up at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Because I got to get them started, you know, to do whatever they're going to do. And usually it's one or two people, and then you take them over to the courthouse. If you're lucky and they let them go in and take the test, then when they come out, you got to talk to them about what happened. And then your day starts trying to find somebody else. They usually help you. They say, well, you know, I got this cousin, or I got this neighbor, or I've got this person at my church. I've got these people who might be willing to do this. So now you got to go find them. If they're in the field somewhere, you go there, or you go to the I don't know if they worked in the laundromat or if they were in the barbershop or something. You go find them, and then you talk to them. And I was at a college campus. And so one of the things that we did with these college students was that we could organize them to go canvassing door to door in the evenings. And so we organized them to go canvassing in the evening to get people to register and vote. And then on Sundays mornings, we get up and go to church. Everybody had a different assignment, went in a different direction. And everybody, you know, you go to a church and try to get yourself. And actually, we were real organized. You would actually put a car out there to go with three people in it. Each one of those three people is going to a different church. You drop him off and you off, and then I'm the last one. Then we got to start picking up, coming back. And then everybody gets back to the campus and talk about what you did while you were out there and who came. And all of this, so Monday morning, you might get three people to go to the courthouse so you can register them to vote.
So when you take them to the courthouse, they have to take a test in order to vote.
Absolutely.
And did a lot of people fail?
Everybody did.
I mean, everybody failed.
Pretty much everybody. I mean, I don't remember ever having probably one person pass. I don't remember. And it was all a protest on our part. Look, we knew these people. Look. One of the reasons why I went to Marshall County, Mississippi, was because that county was 76% black. These people weren't going to let these people register to vote, not willingly, not knowingly and willingly. Because why? Because if you're in power now, power never gives up power without a fight. They knew if they registered these people to vote, they were going to vote them out of office. So they weren't going to let them register. So they weren't going to. I wanted them to register so we could vote them out of office. But they weren't going to let them register to vote. We eventually had to get this issue before the federal government and before the courts. And one of the things we were doing was just piling up information. All this effort mattered when you got to when you finally get into the corporate, with the world of politics or into the world of law, all this effort matters. You say, well, we have driven 2,000 people to the courthouse. One of them registered 2,000 people to the courthouse. None of them were allowed to vote. But you're organizing these people to take some effort on behalf of themselves. And this is really the most important thing that SNCC did. It was actually empowering to realize. And let me just fast forward. By the time I got to Washington, D.C.